Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. This is Bro Steph. Today is January 26th, 2016. And the title of today's report is The World is Upside Down. And this comes from a Bible insight that I did today that I'll be posting to Facebook. To set it up for you, there was a article that came out about the Planned Parenthood company that exposed Planned Parenthood, I should say, the company that exposed Planned Parenthood with those videos. There was a grand jury that met and indicted the company that made the videos that exposed this horrific evil. They are now being charged with crimes and will end up in court. So says the grand jury. To me, this shows how upside down the world is. So here's the scripture that I wanted to read that sets all this up real nice. Isaiah 5, 20-23. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes, prudent in their own sight. Woe to the men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice and the righteous man. Kind of sounds like the day we're living in today, doesn't it? Sounds like our politicians today. It sounds like everything we see transpiring today. It's an upside down world. Good is evil, evil is good. Here's my thoughts on this today. The scripture above most definitely was directed at the state of affairs of God's people, the Jews. The Lord was preparing to lower the boom on them in the verses following. The Jews had allowed greedy ambition, selfishness, pride, and ego, intoxication with wine and all manner of sin to become their way of life, rather than God's principles being the center of Jewish morality. When one reads Isaiah 5, 20-23, you get the distinct impression that our society has become the same way. I could make a list of easily 50 line items that would qualify, but for today, I will spare you that, and I'd like us to look at the most recent offense that all of us should be aghast at. The company that exposed Planned Parenthood, baby parts selling. You know, the company that made those videos exposing the truth. The grand jury indicts them, the ones exposing this horrific sin and crime against God and all humanity, and says to Planned Parenthood, "You're okay." If this doesn't scream upside down, inside out, good is evil, would someone please tell me what it is saying that makes any rational sense? I'll close with this. Our society is falling off the cliff. It's obvious many no longer have a grasp of God's principles and guidelines of good and bad. Morality is becoming an antiquated ideal of the past. We're quickly slipping into a nonsensical era of madness, just like the children of Israel in Isaiah 5. God may have to pour out his anger on us in a world devoid of him and his principles as laid out in Scripture. Here's my prayer. Father, our society's upside down. We've lost our way. During this time of social unrest, fear, and danger, we ask you, Lord, to reach out to those who may be seeking an alternative to this madness. Help us who know you to be willing to share our faith with those you bring our way. Father, save people. Open their eyes to see Yeshua, Jesus, as their saving grace while they still have time. In his name we pray. Amen. And so I'll leave you with that. The world we live in is absolutely gone crazy and out of its mind. Nothing anymore makes sense. I mean, I could bring up one other issue that is glaring. The world is in an uproar because Israel decided to build more homes in the West Bank and to annex about 300 acres of the West Bank for Jewish communities and towns and businesses and that kind of thing. In what world is it bad for a country to utilize its own land given to it by God to enhance the living conditions in that area? Why is the world so drunk over Israel, Jerusalem, and everything that the Jews do in the land of Israel? What business is it of theirs? So that's just one example of a world upside down. Good is bad, bad is good. The Jews have every right to build in their own land, and the world has no right to tell them what to do. Well, time is running out. The time for the Lord's return is growing closer and closer every day. A word to those who may not know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Read Romans 10. Go to my website, my connection zone, brostef.com. brostef.com. And at the bottom, read the Roman Road. Watch the Four Spiritual Laws video. Give your heart and life over to the Lord. Repent of your sin today, because the window is going to close. The door is going to be closed shut one day. Millions of believers will be evacuated from this planet. The time to accept Christ is now. Don't put it off. Do that today. And as always, I close with this. Remember to live out your faith and keep looking up, because Jesus, Yeshua, is coming back soon. Talk to you again real soon. God bless you.